So good morning, everybody. My name is Autumn Valerio, and I'm an associate with the California Institute for Behavioral Health Solutions. I'm glad to see that not everybody left, and just a few people did a moment ago. So hopefully this won't be too confusing, switching back and forth between the initiatives, but I'm going to be talking in a little bit more detail about the Learning Collaborative Initiative that Will introduced in the first presentation, and going specifically into some of the work that our Navigator program, who participated in Learning Collaborative, some of the work that they did. So today I'm going to talk about a little bit of an overview about Community Health Navigators, and then specifically talk about the South Sacramento Community Health Navigators program, which was the partnership that participated in our Learning Collaborative. So Community Health Navigators are also known by many other terms. Some of those include community health workers, promotoras, care coordinators, and the function that that these folks serve in the healthcare system is really critical in providing a bridge between primary care and behavioral health providers and the community members accessing these services. A lot of times, the community health navigators are they work in a variety of settings. They work in communities. They work in hospitals. They work in community members' homes, in primary care settings, and certainly in social service settings, which is where many of our Navigator folks was their primary work setting. They provide critical support to individual patients to help navigate the very confusing healthcare system. As a person who accesses the healthcare system myself, I often have plenty of difficulty navigating the multitude of services, you know, with specialty providers, behavioral health providers, for my kids, you know, trying to figure out, you know, who we can talk to and who we need a referral to, even within one health plan network, can be confusing. So certainly folks who have to access multiple networks and multiple plans in order to receive all of the services can find this to be very difficult, as Will talked about in discussing the fragmentation of services. Health navigators, community health workers have expertise and the capacity to address the social determinants of health because they're working in the community with folks on all of their multitude of needs, not just their health care needs or their behavioral health care needs, but as both Jen and Will talked about, typically these folks are helping, you know, fill out food stamp applications or get housing or employment services or transportation to health appointments or just whatever variety of services. And we'll talk specifically more about that when we talk about the agencies that were involved in our collaborative. Navigators are able to ensure that their clients receive culturally relevant whole health care because they're often grounded in and members of the community that they are working with. So they've developed partnerships in the community as members of the community. So some of the folks that we worked with, for instance, already are established centers where folks come in for general services like refugees and immigrants coming into the Southeast Asian Assistance Center, and then they become critical partners in the healthcare delivery system. Part of the way that this expertise manifests is that the navigators are able to address critical system barriers or access to care that that clients and patients experience on a regular basis. Some of these barriers include transportation services, lack of insurance, which with the Medi-Cal expansion has become lessened, but certainly there's still issues with enrollment and making sure that people have all of the information they need about the Affordable Care Act and enrollment in health insurance, as well as language access. Will talked about the limited English proficiency. Many of the navigators that we worked with in this particular program were specifically paired with folks who were limited English proficient and had specific needs and were able to help navigate the system as a result. One of the other functions of navigators in connecting to healthcare specifically is that in that kind of fragmented service system, it can be really challenging to keep track of appointments, keep track of tests, keep track of medications, and all of the diagnoses that you may be experiencing. So that's another role that the navigators can help with. Recently, health navigators have received much more recognition on the federal level. The Affordable Care Act, Section 5313, recognizes community health workers as integral members of the healthcare workforce and for the key role that they play in achieving the goals of healthcare reform through participation in community-based health teams and patient-centered medical homes. Also, the U.S. Department of Labor's Standard Occupational Classification Code for Community Health Workers formally recognizes community health workers as a distinct healthcare profession and as members of the U.S. Healthcare workforce. There was a survey done in 2013 by the California Health Workforce Alliance that surveyed 121 organizations in California, and 65.3% of the surveyed organizations currently engage approximately 1,600 community health workers in a broad range of roles across a wide range of program areas and in diverse settings. These are some of their other findings, that there's a growing role for community health workers in care coordination, particularly for folks with chronic conditions. 71.8% of the respondents collect data on the contributions of community health workers, focused mainly on measures related to the number of screenings, health education classes, and referrals facilitated by community health workers. This study also found that there are several challenges. Some of those include limited recognition among safety net providers of how to effectively integrate these workers into the care model to help achieve triple aim objectives, and that typically the community health workers are not formally recognized and integrated into multidisciplinary health teams in integrated care environments. So one of the approaches that we had with our learning collaborative was to address some of these challenges. Excuse me. So one of the partnership teams in our learning collaborative was the South Sacramento Community Health Navigator Program. That collaborative partnership included five key partners. Three of these organizations were specifically health navigator programs or were the components of health navigator programs, and that's Hmong Women's Heritage Association, La Familia Counseling Center, and Southeast Asian Assistance Center. Each of these agencies provided a variety of services, but health navigation was one of those key functions and services that they provided to their clients. And what was a critical component of their participation in the Learning Collaborative. Capital Health Network served as a kind of a convening organization to coordinate all of the work of the Health Navigator partners, and the Health and Life Organization is a federally qualified health center in Sacramento County that worked with these navigator agencies in order to integrate their Health Navigator program as part of the system of care at the FQHC. So all of the folks who participated in our learning collaborative came to us via the Dignity Health Community Grants Program. So we partnered with Dignity Health to identify folks to participate in the learning collaborative. And in their application to the learning collaborative project, they identified specific goals and aims for their collaborative project that we helped them to refine and develop over the course of the year that we worked with them. So the target population for this collaborative group was Latino and specific South Asian communities, Southeast Asian communities, which we'll reference. Particularly, they looked at working with Hmong, Mien, Cambodian, and Vietnamese individuals in South Sacramento, California. So because this was part of the Dignity Health Community Grants Program, it was a regionally focused initiative, not a statewide initiative. So we focused primarily on the Sacramento region, and in South Sacramento, that is the region of the greatest need in Sacramento County of folks in this target population. So they also specifically focused on individuals to identify as part of the learning collaborative with comorbid behavioral health and physical health conditions with an emphasis on diabetes, hypertension, and cancer. That was their target population. The goal of the program was to match participants with culturally and linguistically appropriate community health navigators to assist with enrollment into the primary care and or behavioral health settings, including healthcare coverage, and to help clients overcome barriers to self-navigation. And certainly one of the best outcomes that the organizations reported at the end was their clients' ability to self-navigate the healthcare system as a result of their working with the navigator group. So they started with an initial problem statement. This is a identified by the collaborative, their own words. So individuals in the 45 to 64 age range from underserved language communities have higher incidence of chronic diseases and cardiovascular disease, hypertension and diabetes, and an increased comorbidity of behavioral health conditions. They lack access to medical care, barriers such as transportation, language difficulties, and health insurance, and increasingly fragmented and complicated supports. Their aim was to increase the capacity of culturally underserved clients to self-navigate their fiscal, behavioral, and social services. The partnership, the partners in this collaborative will reduce fragmented services to provide at least 100 South Sacramento residents care coordination based on their individual needs within 12 months. So that was their aim, and most of the organizations reported meeting that goal of the 100 clients, and many surpassed. They worked, as Will talked about, our change package you saw earlier in the presentation. I won't go too much into this, but specifically some of the things that they worked on were establishing multidisciplinary teams so that the navigators and the primary care providers through HALO, as well as the behavioral health providers, all participated in standing multidisciplinary team meetings, shared client lists and care coordination issues with their clients at these multidisciplinary team meetings. They also tested utilizing the medication list and problem list with it, with the navigator program. So typically the medication list starts with the primary care providers, but the navigators help their clients to take control of that. The time signals are... I'm trying to think about what the most important things are. They also focused on whole health screening, as Will talked about, integrating screening for social services, primary care, and behavioral health onto a screening tool. They worked for a very long time on the shared release of information in order to share information among the partnership. They also worked on shared care plans and health education workshops to increase health literacy was another area where there's a lot of success in the work that they were doing. Some of the measures they looked at were the number of clients with both a healthcare navigator and a primary care physician, so making sure that there was a usual source of care for those folks who came to the collaborative through the navigator programs was important, and also looking at the number of clients who were able to self-navigate the healthcare system as a result of their participation in the learning collaborative. All of the partners ran tests to improve their access to interpretation services at community health center appointments and submitted feedback to the health plan to improve the usability of the protocols. They participated, as I mentioned, in the standing multidisciplinary team meetings as a way to improve care coordination for program participants. All of the participants participated in motivational interviewing and brief action planning training to increase their skills to support client routine adherence and goal setting. They piloted new market materials to increase navigator program participation, so they wanted to make sure that more people were aware of the navigator program and able to participate as a result of the partnership and the work that they had done. And they developed and proposed a logic model for this community health navigator program to Dignity Health and were able to sustain the work that they started in this year-long project, despite the fact that they were not funded by Dignity Health in the following year. Many of the partnerships were able to be sustained and they had great success. So I'll answer any questions that you have, but we'll move on to the next participant. Thanks.